Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Andrew Lamont.
In what are you putting your trust? Depending on your stage in life, your priorities will shift and change. When young, it's hard to see beyond tests and exams, sports and schoolwork. And as you progress beyond study, you might seek out a suitable girlfriend or boyfriend. Then, when that goes well, what about marriage, finding a home, having children, and so on? For me, at each of these stages, it was almost impossible to imagine much afterwards. And I remember my grandfather telling me not to wish my life away. Maybe not everyone is as obsessive as I am, but there is no doubt that at each stage of our life, there is something or someone that we put our hope and trust in. There is a current craze on social media which involves explorers filming inside abandoned properties. It's fascinating, and very often I am struck by the personal items they find. Items that at one time must have been so important to their owners. Maybe they saved up for them. Maybe they agonised over picking the colour and style of that piece of furniture. Now some YouTuber films the rubbish and detritus of their home. The owner's long since gone. The property slowly being taken back by nature. All of these people we meet and love will at some point pass on. So where do we put our trust? Psalm 146 advises against putting our trust in princes, or people who cannot save. The houses and possessions that hold so much importance for us will someday end up being picked through in a charity shop, thrown into a skip, or, if they're lucky, upcycled by a stranger. Matthew 6 verse 19 tells us, "Do not store up treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Instead, we are instructed to do the will of the Lord. We are encouraged to put our trust in Him to achieve eternal life. Once we do so, we will experience a new sense of priority and a new urgency to live our lives for Him. As we are bombarded with materialism this Christmas, let us not forget the reason for the celebration. Let's worship God and the birth of His Son, knowing that we need not store up worldly treasures, but that our reward awaits us in heaven."